city council representative for our area.
Thank you.
So kind as to come to us.
Wait.
Thank you. No, I have the pleasure of having the temple located in the area which I represent on the city council. And I found the temple to be a welcome addition to the city. I have no questions. There are formalities which have to be met in order for the temple to be repaired. And I'm sure that as soon as these formalities are met, you know, that the work can proceed. But,
so what are the formalities?
There has been some delay in the approval on the building due to different building violations, and we have to receive approval from the Zoning Board of Appeals, then the City Council, and it's a matter of time. But also there has been some opposition in the City Council. And
so what can I do? What is the difficulty? What do you want from us?
Nothing. The only problem is that there are certain rules and regulations that all citizens of Evanston must comply with. And that's all that has been asked of the temple. Originally, as I expressed, there were some... the temple is located in an area which is zoned for business. And there were some originally who wished to maintain that.
But order. There are so many churches.
Yes, there are many churches, yes. And
what is the fault if there is a temple?
I think the originally, again, I say some of the aldermen, but some had some objections to any church or any temple.
But already there are churches. I've seen so many churches surrounding our temple.
I think that that is no longer a problem with these aldermen. I think they accept the temple and because they're seeing that the...
The churches are not problem, only the temple is problem?
No, I don't think that's the situation.
Then what is the situation?
I cannot read the minds of those who objected. Again, I was not an objector.
But you are the head, you should judge. If the churches are not objectionable, why the temple should be objectionable?
May I explain? I am one of 18 who make the decision. And
decision you may speak on our behalf. That if there are so many churches, what is the fault of one temple?
Again, I have spoken in favor of the temple. I think Mr. Lindbergh will remember that.
So you plead like that there are so many churches. Why our temple is the only objection? What is this?
I have no objection. I can't
see why they have objection. If they can allow so many churches, so what is the temple has done? We are praying God. We have got deity worship. What is wrong there?
Nothing is wrong.
Then? What is their answer?
They say that we are weird.
Huh?
They say that we are weird.
Weird?
Weird.
What is that?
Strange.
Strange?
Because of the dress.
Okay, is there any law that if the dress is changed, they cannot wash it?
They may want
whimsically.
Right.
But is there any law?
No.
Then what is this nonsense?
Shouldn't be.
Then what can I do? If they go out of law, then what can I do?
They want to make their own law.
That is another thing.
Cool. Again, I think the problem now is only complying with the building laws, and that is to get the temple in a safe condition. That's the only problem now. I don't think that there's opposition to the temple, per se.
Hmm. then it comes to the conclusion of separation. Give the dog a bad name and hang it. You are not properly dressed, therefore you should stop it. It is like that.
It was spoken very sincerely to the other aldermen, and Mr. Winfield practically is the only who has responded.
So, public vote. Elect Nixon and they drag him down. This is public opinion. Sometimes make him president, sometimes drag him down. So what is the value of these votes?
Well, I can certainly pledge that wherever I find and can identify
and they become the unreasonable, whimsical, then who can defend? There is no such law that one should have a particular dress in their church or temple. There is no such law.
No.
But they are insisting about the dress. What is this?
Again, I will pledge that whenever I can expose such prejudices on the parts of my fellow aldermen, I will do it.
But that is very kind of you, but if they are persistent on majority vote, then you are nowhere.
I won, yes, sir.
So the majority, if they want whimsically to do something, you cannot check.
No, but I can talk.
You can talk. We are also talking, but they don't care.
They're making it difficult for the Prabhupada, but it seems that they will not be able to check us.
And then we shall have to go to court. If they do something whimsically. You speak to your best, that's all. That is our request. That is going on everywhere. Whimsically. Everything is being done whimsically. Again it is being reformed. Whimsically. Again being the same. Puna puna charvita charvana. Chewing the chew. No standard. That is the fault of the modern civilization. You make your own standard, I make my own standard, he makes his own standard. And therefore there is fight between the leaders. But according to our Vedic conception, there is one standard. We are persisting that you take this Vedic standard, then you will be perfect. And if you go on manufacturing your old standard, you will never be perfect. Because you make your own standard, I make my own standard, he makes his own standard, and there is fight. We are putting, therefore, the one standard, Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our Brahmananda, Krishna consciousness. If you take the standard given by Krishna, you will be happy. That is our Brahmananda.